the days ahead of us on the modern Jewish calendar, so to speak, Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, Yom HaZikaron, the day in which we remember the victims of terror, the fallen soldiers, the wars of Eretz Israel, and Yom HaAtzma'ut, and Yom Yerushalayim, Haba Aleinu Letova, all of these days are quite impactful. And the main reason I believe they are so is because they're very much alive to all of us, meaning they're events where they mark and commemorate events that took place in recent modern history. And therefore, they are concepts, ideas, from a religious point of view that we can relate to because we encountered them and we understand and appreciate them that much more because they happened within our generation or over the past generation itself. When we look at Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, it's interesting because the Rabbanut, the official Israeli rabbinate, recognizes that Yom HaShoah is not on the day, as it were, this Thursday, during the end of Nisan, but rather, the Rabbanut marks Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, with religious significance to the day of Asara B'Tevet, the fast day of the 10th of Tevet, as we know it in the heart of our winter. And there many times follows a debate, is it proper to mark Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, on a day otherwise designated, or not designated by the Rabbanut, but rather it should be marked on Asara B'Tevet. When we look at Yom HaShoah, we encounter a certain personal enigma, perhaps even translated into a tragedy with regards to our interpretation or lack of interpretation of this day. Human reaction to such a cataclysmic event, such utter destruction, such a uprooting of an entire Jewish population that was earth-shattering, and so horrible to even read about, to encounter, to witness, to study, and certainly to having gone through, human reaction is the attempt to resolve, to comprehend, to understand, and ask the question, why? Or even more so, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu have done such an event? How could he have sent upon us such a plague of such catastrophic consequences, such as the Shoah, as we witnessed in the Holocaust, the death of 6 million. And to a certain extent, it's almost an audacious task to contemplate the Holocaust. How could such an event have happened that ripped and destroyed the core of large Jewish communities, the core of Judaism? And the natural response would be, don't ask such questions. It's not up to us to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decisions, kiviyachol, hu hakol yachol, v'chol olam yachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides ultimately how things should be run. And yet, interestingly enough, there is a certain response that perhaps doesn't offer the most amount of comfort, but certainly, I think, does address the issue at hand. I had the experience of bringing my daughter, my children, to Yad Vashem, and one of my youngest children, she was at the time 9 years old, and she was not allowed into the exhibit. The exhibit is only from 10 years old and up. And she sat down with me in the cafeteria. She was not allowed in. I sat down with her, and she said to me an astounding question, which I would never have expected from a 9-year-old. She said, "Abba, why does the world always try to kill us? Why does every nation try to destroy the Jewish people?" Well, this is a question that we have asked ourselves every generation over and over again, and if I had the answer to such a question, I probably would be able to deal with many, many perplexing issues that we have in Judaism. But the truth is that this very same question that my daughter asked is a question that Eov Job also asked and struggled with. He struggled with the same idea. He looked for a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he says in Eov, Yodi samti lamo pi, achat dibarti velo e'eneh, I have spoken once and I have tried to find an answer but was not given a response. V'shtayim velo osif, I've tried another time to question God and why these events, these consequences happened to me. Velo osif, I will not answer or I will not beg the question anymore. And it's interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Eov, V'shtayim velo osif, I don't owe you an explanation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Eov, that in itself is a response. And as uncomfortable as we might be, that it doesn't necessarily satisfy our intellectual query, nonetheless it is a response. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we do not necessarily have to come to terms with everything that is unfathomable. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determined that there should also be a response from our end. On Pesach we say, Bechol dor vador omdim aleinu lechaloteinu. How can it be that every generation we are once again persecuted, pursued, and their attempt to destroy us renewed every generation? And what is the response? V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu mi'adam. Let us recognize that our salvation lies in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so even though there are concepts and ideas and tragedies that occur to the Jewish community, the response HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us is, even the unfathomable, recognize that I am in charge, that I am the one ultimately who decides the fate, the direction, and the future of Am Yisrael. Gam ki eilech bigeitz al mavet lo irara, even when I walk in the hounds of death, in the shadow of darkness, lo irara, I have faith in the future, ki ata imadi, because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are with us. It's interesting, I had an experience where I took a group of students to Poland to witness what once was the vibrant communities and what now is obviously the dormant or non-existent Jewish communities in Europe. And when we came to a particular place called Tarnów Dąbrowski, there was a large building which was a shul. And this shul is considered a danger hazard. One is not allowed to go inside because the Nazis had used this particular place as a stable for their horses. And before the Allies came to liberate the area, they blew up this shul so that there should be no signs of the synagogue itself. They were not successful. The shul still remains standing, but you're not allowed inside. It's considered a danger hazard because the foundations of the building were disturbed. Nonetheless, I went inside to see what there was. And inside, interestingly enough, on every single wall of the shul, there is a different city of Eretz Yisrael. Hebron, Tzfat, Yerushalayim, Tiberia, all cities in Eretz Yisrael. And then when you go outside of the shul, engraved in stone, around the walls outside of the shul, it says, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, V'natati lahem beveiti ubechomotai yad vashem, tov mibanim u'mibanot, shem olam eiten lo asher lo yikaret. God says, I have given you a Yad Vashem, and I have given you a name which will never be destroyed. And though it may appear otherwise, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am not going anywhere. You are my people, I embrace you, and I always remain with you, generation to generation, regardless of the face of obstruction and obstacles that you may witness together with the persecution. The greatness to be able to see in the heart and the bowels of destruction in Eastern Europe a shul with such a pasuk engraved on it, and a shul where the inside has pictures of the future of Bnei Yisrael, which exists in the cities of Eretz Yisrael. That itself should be inspiration for us as we gather on such a tragic day of Yom HaShoah. To be able to say, sure, Asara B'Tevet is the day of the Rabbanut of Yom HaShoah. But let's recognize, what is so terrible if on another date we unite as one at the end of Nisan, at the end of the Chag HaGeulah, and we remember and commemorate as one people the tragic consequences of the Holocaust, but at the same time remembering that we can ask and we can question, but that which is unfathomable is the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'shtayim v'lo osif, question as much as you want, but ultimately recognize that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pledge my allegiance to you, Bnei Yisrael, as long as we continue in the path of what makes us being called Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, the outstanding attributes and characteristics of Am Yisrael. As a result of our appreciation of both our history, the destructive path that He has given to us, and the tragedies that we have undergone, nonetheless, remembering that our future is the Geulah, the redemption that we can experience in Eretz Yisrael by subscribing to Torah Yisrael, Yiratzon, the memory should live on and burn inside of us and cause us to ignite a stronger and greater flame of commitment to Torah Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, and to the unity of Am Yisrael.